what does the Treasury Department actually do?
Let's talk about the money going out of the government. So Treasury is essentially cutting the checks. So when people get their Social Security payment, it comes from the Treasury Department. If you received a payment from the government during COVID, like one of those economic impact payments, that came from the Treasury Department.
So if you're receiving Social Security or are employed by the government, that's Treasury's hands all over your payment each month. And in normal times, this is a fairly routine task. Treasury advises the President and Congress about spending, they do the deciding, and then the Treasury writes the checks. But over the last decade or so, the debt ceiling has become this recurring fixture of politics, where the government routinely runs out of authorized funding.
Yeah, it's become a much more exciting job, if you want to characterize it that way.
That is one way to put it.
The new Treasury Secretary could even take the nuclear option and default on debt payments.
Yeah, that is unlikely. At least we hope so. Now, on the side of money going into the government and out of our wallets, the big one is the Internal Revenue Service, the IRS, and that's a bureau within the Treasury Department.
It collects the taxes. It doesn't set the law about taxes. That's done by Congress, but it's the Treasury Department and the Internal Revenue Service that makes sure that people are paying the taxes that by law they owe. And that's really important, because if some people aren't doing that, that means the rest of us have to shoulder that burden.
So if I get audited this year, God forbid, it's the IRS, which is within Treasury, which is overseen by this new Treasury Secretary.
You know who to plead mercy to.
I'm getting out my receipts now. Now, generally speaking, the Treasury Secretary and Treasury advises the President and Congress on taxing and spending decisions, which is nothing to sniff at. Treasury also implements those decisions. But the department doesn't actually have much power to change big policies on its own. That's for the President and Congress. Treasury's power is having the politicians' ears and being the ones with the spreadsheets.
Let's take the example of government debt. Treasury is the one that holds the auctions for government bonds, you know, the IOUs that fund some of the government.
It's really important that that debt is managed responsibly, but it's also really important that the payments are made on that debt. And, I think the average person might think, oh, that's not really relevant to my life, but it is relevant to your life, because if the people who are buying that debt, if they lose confidence in the U.S. government to be making the payments on that debt, then those investors are going to demand a higher interest rate. So that's likely going to then increase interest rates for us all.
So a mortgage could be more expensive, car loans,
absolutely.
Credit cards.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So that definitely affects all of us.
Mortgages that they needed to buy homes. Firms wouldn't be able to get loans to build factories. Some firms need loans to be able to make payroll on a regular basis. A seizing up of the financial system is something that could be very destructive for the economy. It also could cause a lot of job loss. And so the Treasury Secretary needs to be there to step in and do what he or she can to stabilize the financial system and mitigate the harm that will be caused.
Back then, that mitigation meant bailouts. Then Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson got Congress and the President to approve $700 billion, which Treasury would use to buy toxic assets that no one else wanted to touch, and that was seizing up the financial system. Those toxic assets were mostly based off mortgages that a lot of people weren't able to pay back.
If you want to hear more, check out The Indicator from Planet Money, 5 days a week, wherever you get podcasts.